Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps other people find the show. And this is the October 2019 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. And after a couple of months where I was trying to talk fast, in fact, I think last month I talked so fast, I at least mentioned everything I wanted to faster than I thought and ended up with extra time. This time, there isn't really a lot going on in October. September and April are always the two biggest Laura months. September has the most events. Well, I guess in July. September and July have the most events, and then April has the most programs that you'll find at your local library and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of stuff going on in July and September. And this September, I spoke at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Remembered event at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library. I was glad to be back, and they recorded that program. Now, I'm not sure if they're going to post it or not. They hadn't as of the last time I looked, but it always takes them a while to get stuff posted because they have to, according to federal guidelines, put closed captioning in, accurate closed captioning, using a special program. So they have to go through and match it and make sure it reaches the levels required. So they may or may not be posting that. I hope so. Even if they don't, you can catch my shortened version of my Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas program on there if you want to see an example of the kind of programs I did. And really, I was kind of shocked how few views the Bill Anderson video had on there of his program. Honestly, if you are a Laura fan, go to the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library YouTube page and watch Bill Anderson's program now. I'll wait. No, actually, it's a little over an hour, so I'm not going to wait. But you should really go look at it. I mean, there is no reason why it does not have a ton of views. Then there's some other people who are on their playlist that you may or may not find interesting, but 100% listen to Bill Anderson's speech because you really need to. And then the next weekend was Pepin's Laura Days. The Pepin Days has the most people in costume, as always. If you are an adult and you want to wear your Laura dress, this is definitely the event for you. Children, girls and boys, women, even men. I see more people dressed up at this event than any other Laura event. So get your Laura dress out of your trunk and make plans to visit and wear it next year. There is also there's all sorts of things going on in Pepin always for Laura Days, and I was immediately thinking of something else they should do. I'm so full of ideas. But anyway, really, seriously, visit. And then the next week is, the third weekend is Wilder Days. And the big news coming out of Wilder Days is that next year they're moving the date. It has been the third Saturday and Sunday. Well, actually there, it's more of a Friday and Saturday. But it's that weekend, that
that third weekend for as long as I can remember. But they have a new director,
and they are going to be looking at trying different things. And one of them is they're going to see if they can get a little more reliable weather in October. And so I haven't heard a firm date. And it may just, it sounded, two-thirds of the people I talked to sounded like it was a definite then thing. One or two of them sounded a little shaky, but that is what I believe is going to happen. It's going to be in October, and as soon as I know the date, I will pass it on to you. And having been again, I have to say, I highly recommend it. Now, in terms of Laura events, there really aren't any in October. There's play in September, and then occasionally you'll see one, but I really didn't see any on the home site schedules for October. There will be several of them opening again in December for a Christmas event. This is normally when they're looking at closing down for the year, and usually by the end of October, if not before, all of the Laura home site museums will be closed in terms of being at least fully open. Now, several of them will have the gift shop open even when the buildings aren't, or they will at least be open as far as taking orders at the gift shop, or that if you give them enough warning, they may be able to accommodate your tour even if you're not there during the open times. Now, notice I said may, but it doesn't hurt to ask. The one thing that I have heard about that is isn't really a home site town, but in Springfield, Missouri, which is right near Mansfield, they are doing a month-long run of Little House on the Prairie, the musical. Now, this is the same musical that Melissa Gilbert starred in and did a national plus, because they went into Canada, an international, I guess, tour around the country. They were trying to get to Broadway for a long, long time. Nothing happened, and I think they were still hoping they'd get to Broadway, and they finally have given up hope and opened up the public performance rights for purchase. There, you'll find full information about that on my website. On my blog. We did a post on it a while back. And the theater in Springfield, Missouri has purchased those rights. I personally would very much like to see what a local production of this would look like, because the thing I liked about it the best, and you can read a couple different reviews I wrote on it about it on my blog from the different times I saw it, but the thing I liked about it the best was the staging. And some local theaters can do a magnificent job. The Iowa City Community Theater, oh my gosh, they do an amazing job every single time. I am always just so impressed when I go to one of their productions. But a lot of local theaters kind of struggle with staging a little bit. So I would be very interested to see how one of them handles this. And if you did not know that this was a possibility, be sure to get that information from my blog post and forward it to any local theaters in your area, because we want to see this play done and put on and show everybody how interested we are in Laura. And with having taken those couple Laura trips, I am sure you are wanting to know, where are the videos and podcasts? Well, I had technical problems on the first trip in terms of getting my roving reports done. And on the second trip, I ended up staying late every night. And the good news is I've got plenty of video. I just have to get it edited up. And I will do sort of a roundup instead of a roving report. And hopefully I'm hoping to get those done this week. We will see. And I paused in doing editing to do this podcast. So hopefully I'm hoping to at least get one video ready for upload Friday, and then we will have to see where we are from that. And also, I saw a lot of cool stuff in the gift shops, and those will all feature into my Christmas shopping advice report, which I have to start working on pretty soon. So this is plenty, or it is plenty late enough to start thinking about Christmas shopping for the Laura fan in your life, or for dropping hints to the people who are in your life looking for Christmas presents of things that you might want. So be sure to start looking at the home site's online stores and seeing if there's anything you think would be great. And if there is something that I haven't mentioned or that you think I should be sure to add in my report, go ahead and contact me. You can email me at info@trundlebedtales.com, contact me on Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. So my programs this month, and I do have three of them, however, they are not Laura programs and they're not open to the public. I am doing my One Room School museum program for classes on Wednesday, October 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Now, if you have a winter school in a school class that would like to have a program like this, you can always let people know about me. Or more likely, there's a one room school in your area that also does this. So ask your local school, are they taking the classes to a one room school for a history program? Because honestly, one room schools really explain a lot of how our country is, and to really get an idea of how they worked kind of explains a lot about how we are expected to work as a country. So go to a one room school, get a good person doing your program, and make sure that your kids get a chance to do that. And if not, make sure you take them to a living history museum next summer and get a chance to do a good program there. Left? Oh, I am almost out of time. So I just wanted to, last thing, I think I've kind of given you an idea about all the other stuff I wrote down, even if I didn't do it quite in the order I had. The last thing I want to mention is American Masters. Now, I think that probably most people who listen to me are aware, but if you aren't, PBS has a series called American Masters, and they do like 90-minute films about a person. And from the sound of it, I think this one is going to be as much about her impact as it is about Laura's life. But they are doing a Laura program. And I'm happy to tell you that while in my experience, I have had a lot, a lot, a lot of people from New York City, I can't not tell you how many people from New York City I have either had direct at me or that I have seen posts on a listserv or posts on Facebook. I mean, it's just like a deluge of anti-Laura stuff coming out of New York City. But according to the guy who is heading up this project, whose office is in New York City, that everybody he's talked to about doing it is just thrilled that Laura is getting this event, even all those people that he works with in New York. So maybe there are just some vocal people where I have been hanging out with the wrong crowd of New York City at the end. But that is always good to hear. And they are about, I think they are, he told me how many years in, and now I'm suddenly unsure if I'm remembering the right number. But they've been working on this a few years, and they think it'll probably be about two more before they get done, roughly. They have 150 hours shot, and they're expecting to have at least 200. And they really think that that will promote stuff for the home sites, and we hope so too. And you can help keep the home sites going by spending money for Christmas presents in the gift shop and for planning a Laura trip. So start your Laura trip today. And in the meantime, remember to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.